Several members of Massachusetts's all-Democratic congressional delegation and some Maine lawmakers are calling for a formal investigation into the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Asylum Office in Boston. The office processes claims for refugees who want to settle in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine. The lawmakers are concerned about an alarmingly low rate of approval as compared to other offices across the country. Those concerns are based on a report called Lives in Limbo. It's a joint project by the University of Maine School of Law's Refugee and Human Rights Clinic, the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project in Maine, the ACLU of Maine, and Amherst College visiting professor Basilius Zeno, who joins us now. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Hi, and good morning.
So can you just tell us, what did this report find?
Yeah, so basically the report investigates the high rate of denying asylum cases at the Boston Asylum Office, which became troubling. By tracing the outcome of these cases later on in the court, we found the majority actually won the asylum cases, which means from the very beginning they had merits. Nevertheless, they were denied, unlawfully denied.
So how many applications did the Boston office approve as compared to other offices across the country?
One of the starking differences, for instance, take San Francisco. The grant rate is 52.4%. But if you compare that to Boston asylum office, it's only 15.5%. Actually, Boston asylum office and New York are the worst in the country. So when we are talking about the same demography, the same category of people who are fleeing the same source of a threat and persecution.
Is there any reason we might see this difference between the Boston office and other offices?
So what we found is basically there is multiple reasons. One of them is basically there's a culture of suspicion and bias towards certain applicants. If you are from the Middle East and Africa, black asylum seekers, so basically you are more likely to be denied asylum at the Boston Asylum Office. And the second factor is basically the oversized role of the supervisory asylum officer. So even if the asylum officer found your case has merits and she or he is intending to approve your case, supervisory asylum officer, they denied the case. The fourth factor is basically fatigue. Like you have compassion fatigue. When you interview, all these stories look for you like similar. Finally, asylum officers are more likely to cut corners, which means like basically instead of having a due process, they are recycling decisions and basically not giving enough time to individual cases.
You didn't mention politics there, but obviously over several of these years, the Trump administration was in charge.
Yeah.
So do you think that accounts for any of what you found?
It's not just about Trump. The whole asylum process in the United States is basically contingent on how the public and official rhetoric towards the country. So definitely we see a trend, and that could explain partly what's going on at that office and other offices.
Is there an impact on the region from this?
To share something additional, I was part of this process as well. I had my asylum case at the Boston Asylum Office filed in 2013, had three interviews, and our case ultimately was denied like in May 2021. So we had to leave the country, actually. Now, again, I'm speaking to you like from Canada. So I experienced like firsthand the brutality of the system on the one hand, and also how helpless, actually, because this is an opaque and really closed system. So what it could be done, I think the first good step investigating what's going on at the Boston Asylum Office. The process should be transparent, and also racist asylum officers and supervisory asylum officers should be held accountable.
Amherst College visiting lecturer Basilius Zeno, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Ruba, and have a great day.
You too. We did reach out to the Boston Asylum Office. They declined an interview and said in a statement, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, quote, evaluates every petition and application fairly, humanely, and efficiently on a case-by-case basis before issuing a determination, unquote.